I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The fluid situation in the Central African Republic serves as a reminder that when life gets disrupted, years of work can evaporate along with it. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says they're providing Bible translation acceleration kits, which not only allows the team to keep working in chaotic situations, but also...
Some of these teams are reporting that the pace of translation has doubled. So instead of taking 15 years to do a translation, these translations may be finished in 7 years. When you look at it in that light, $4,000 is a very inexpensive investment.
Next, Middle East news source Al Monitor says Lebanon's believers fear the rising tensions between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. At the same time, a TV show is tackling the tensions on a different front. The Homestead. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is airing a new counseling show called Dear Jesse. It brings biblical counseling to Sat7 viewers throughout the Middle East. You can learn more at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. And this Sunday is National Sanctity of Human Life Day. It's the 41st year of legal abortion in the United States. Bethany Christian Services highlights abortion alternatives and reasons why legal life termination is wrong. Bethany's Bill Blackwire.
God has stated from the very beginning that life is in the blood and that life is precious. And even the early laws that talked about if you take a life must be forfeited. So God has always promoted life.
This is your time to get involved. For details on how to pray and to learn how Bethany is working, go to our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join the MNN Facebook force. Just search for Mission Network News, and when you join us, you'll get regular behind-the-scenes messages, special reports, and you'll be the first to hear about special offers. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.